Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, we're back here on... Okay, Liz, do you worry deep fake videos will influence future elections and what should we do about it? Tell them first what a deep fake video is. I think there was one recently of
Nancy Pelosi is probably the example that most people are going to be familiar with. Somebody obviously did this video that sort of slowed things down and made her look totally shit-faced, which is an interesting look on the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
But it's any video where, I mean, you can use technology.
And somebody did one with Mark Zuckerberg, too, which was... I think seemed a little more plausible to some people, disturbingly. This is a very tricky question. This is the second interview I've done in a week where I've been asked this, and I don't have great answers. I hate to always be the person who has to say everybody's least favorite thing, which is, I have no fucking idea. But to some degree, I have no fucking idea on this. I think if you are Nancy Pelosi and you're somebody who has that stature, I think the way that she handled it in rebutting it and ensuring that people knew that it was fake was pretty effective. But, you know, to pick on my least favorite presidential candidate again for the second time in a night, if you're Bill de Blasio and basically nobody knows who the fuck you are, somebody could do anything.
What do you do to
you? You have no chance of a blow.
You don't like him.
The only thing about Bill de Blasio is that possibly the deep fake video would actually be, like, more appealing than Bill de Blasio. So he might actually think that's, like, a good problem to have.
What
fucking murders groundhogs and eats pizza.
Oh my God, that's such petty bullshit.
Oh, whatever.
He's been a really good mayor of New York City, which has never been a springboard to national office. But let's stop shitting on Bill de Blasio because he's a powerful kind of Democrat and a lefty
he's
and a good
a
one.
Groundhog murdering pizza eater with a knife and fork who supports the fucking Boston Red Sox in New York City.
What does any of that have to do with fucking anything?
What did he do to a groundhog?
He dropped a groundhog at a Groundhog Day thing, and then it later died, as groundhogs never do unless you drop them.
No. He's a ground...
I mean, but he didn't do it on purpose.
No.
That's what Dan says.
He's been a very good...
You boarded a groundhog.
That's what Dan says.
And he's done a lot of things in New York that are moving New York in directions that the rest of the country really...
Preschool lunches, universal pre-K in New York. He's done a lot of really...
A decent energy program.
He's absolutely...
Forget him, Bill. You're right about Oprah. She's way better.
I'm not way better.
I think we can all agree with that.
Well, you have Reagan and Trump, who are both TV stars, who ended up president.
Correct. Well, and
yeah,
actually,
I
go
know,
further,
that's
but
one
actually
of my
go
points.
Actually go further back than that. This is a point I like to make here. That think about other options here, right? JFK. I mean, you look at what happened with JFK's military service. That easily could have been spun into a tale of wow, he actually fucked up pretty badly. But instead, a movie was made depicting him as a hero. That made it a lot easier for him to springboard himself to the Democratic nomination and then to the presidency. I love John McCain. Worked for John McCain. Don't want to say John McCain got the nomination because he was a celebrity, but dude. Like some of the things that
you
we
can
saw
go
on
back
TV
farther.
About John McCain.
Go back to Teddy Roosevelt.
Sure.
Remember the Rough
there
Rider in Cuba?
Right.
He wrote a book about it, which critics said was alone in Cuba. That's the way he portrayed himself as the great hero.
Okay. Deborah, what do you think about tech companies like YouTube starting to ban extremist views?
So I'm torn on this because obviously I don't think hateful content is a good thing.
Right.
It makes me uncomfortable to think that people are going on there and becoming radicalized. At the same time, I don't think censorship is a good solution because I think it only adds to the polarization. It adds to the frustration. And it's not just YouTube that is guilty of this. I mean, the social media platforms across the board are doing this.
But part of the problem with that are the algorithms at social media companies that feed someone who finds their way to an extremist video a steady diet of more and more extreme videos. The New York Times had a great cover story on it a week ago Sunday about the radicalization of this white kid in the basement because he started watching YouTube videos and was just fed a steady diet of, like, further and further right YouTube videos
and it's happening
by the algorithm at YouTube that just, like, fed that to
him. Yeah, and it's happening to kids in a big way.
I know, but is the answer censorship?
I think the answer is better parenting.
We wouldn't need to censor the source of those videos if the algorithms weren't promoting them so effectively.
Tom, does New York's plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 2050? Oh, that's Bill de Blasio.
Yes, there you go.
It's going to do it by killing all the groundhogs.
It's groundhog farts, damn it!
I was going to say Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was so wrong with the cow farts. It's the fucking groundhogs.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. No, but anyway, New York has a plan. I read this too. A plan to cut greenhouse emissions by 2050. This fucking country can't do anything. 2050. We will be here in 2050.
We'll be dead from climate change.
Of course
then.
We will.
It.
Just
we got 10 years to figure this out and get. Down to
they said that in 2003.
10 years?
Yeah, that's what the NASA dude. What's his name? James
but that Hansen said that. Yeah, that was the IPCC. I'm talking about an international body of scientists said within 10 years we've got to make these changes.
I've been hearing that 10-year thing for a long time. That 10-year clock is picked.
Well, Dennis Quaid told us what was up with
Dennis Quaid.
Seriously, Day After Tomorrow. Did nobody else watch that? I mean, dude. Should have watched it. People should have been paying attention.
That's right.
Took out the Capitol Records building in L.A. People that... Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? I know you're being facetious, but everything that happens in movies first then happens.
I'm not 100% being facetious. One of my worries about climate change as a Republican who actually does believe in it is I think it's wonderful that we're going to have lots of discussions about shifting towards a carbon-free future. I think we might have already fucked ourselves quite some time ago. So I don't even know. I feel like we may be in a space where it's adapt or die time.
Well, and right now Republicans have fled Oregon to prevent the Oregon State Legislature from acting on climate change. Republicans are the worst actors in this field.
Yeah, they have walked out.
Adapt.
Well, Dan, though, is somebody who lives in Seattle, can we have a little private agreement here that people from Oregon are just, like, naturally...
Hey, I live in Oregon. It's like, don't diss Oregon. Come on.
I like Oregon.
And the reality is that...
No.
They're trying to deny a quorum. They're shutting down the legislative process because they disagree with it.
In 2009, there was a businessman's letter written to Donald Trump which said the science is irrefutable. Unless we take immediate action on climate change, the consequences are going to be catastrophic. You know who signed that bill? Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Eric Trump. 2009. What changed? Not the science. Climate change is even more here. But Donald Trump suddenly realizing, hey, if I'm going to make it in Republican politics, I have to switch to be a denier. It's all bogus on his part.
Yeah. Wow. I'm starting not to like him.
You like Oprah.
Yeah. Dan, what do you think will come of Roy Moore's 2020 Senate run? Roy Moore is running again.
I think he's likely to get the nomination because the Republican base is odious and hateful, and he's then going to lose the election again.
But isn't Jeff Sessions going to run against him there?
I don't think so. Actually, there's another guy, and I'm blanking on what his name is, but Eric Erickson has endorsed him over Roy Moore, and there are people like that who are trying to push him. That guy maybe could be a contender, but based on all
the guy whose name you can't remember.
I don't vote in out. To be fair,
did he ever drop a rodent? Do you know that about him?
No, but I do know that. I do know that Roy Moore rides his horse in an abusive fashion. So just to tie in the animal rights connection. Now, all the polling that I have seen also does indicate that, Alabama Republicans are down with doing this a second time, and let's just go ahead and nominate this guy.
They elected him to the state Supreme Court over and over and over again. They love this alleged child rapist.
Who is also a horse abuser. I just want to be clear about that. He's a fucking horse abuser.
I want to say a big thank you to HBO and all the brilliant people who always cover for the snarky host. I appreciate it all. 500 shows. I can't believe it. I'm only 35. Thank you very much, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to hbo.com.